So we learn in Parashas Kisisa, we see that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos. Moshe Shibir es haluchos. So that's a given. The question is, there seems to be a contradiction in Chazal, an apparent contradiction, on how did they break? They broke or they fell on the ground, but did Moshe Rabbeinu throw them on the ground, or he couldn't carry them anymore, they were too heavy, so he had to let them go. Was it intentional or not? So on one hand, the Gemara says, Yasha kochacha sheshibarta, you've done well, Moshe, breaking the luchos. And that's the meaning of saying Yasha koach to those who to those who get an aliyah or do different things. On the other hand, we have a divrei chazal that the letters from the luchos fell into the air, and therefore the stones became so heavy, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't carry them, they were too heavy. They lost the kedusha, and that was it. So it seems to be an astira. On one hand, Moshe Rabbeinu broke them, he actively went ahead and broke the luchos. On the other hand, they were so heavy, he couldn't carry them. So which one is it? So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, one of the great founders of the Musa movement, he answers as follows. We know there are two luchos, there are two tablets. And one of the luchos represented, the first five represented mitzvahs ben adam lamakom, anochi Hashem, don't not to worship idols, Shabbos, etc. And the other was ben adam l'chaveiro, that will sirtzach, or tzinaf, all the mitzvahs interpersonal. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter writes that when Klais were over the aveira of Avodah Zarah, when they were worshipping the golden calf, so the first five, the first set of the luchas, with the mitzvahs ben adam l'makom, they became too heavy for Moshe Rabbeinu to hold. And therefore, he dropped them. So what was Moshe left with? He was holding the last five, mitzvahs ba'adam l'chaveiro. However, he said, this isn't going to work. I can't give a Torah with only ba'adam l'chaveiro and not ba'adam l'makom. So Moshe went ahead and broke. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the right thing. To be a complete Jew, one has to be observant in both the mitzvahs ba'adam l'makom and ba'adam l'chaveiro. And that's what, as well, we know that Rav Pam used to always say that a Jew has two simanim, two simani kashrus. But other, it's like an animal has two simani kashrus. We have two simani kashrus, ben adam l'makom and ben adam l'chaveiro. And just like the luck is by a behema with one simin, you only have one of the two simanim, we consider treif. So to someone who's wonderful in one area and terrible in the other, that's not good either. Of course, it might be better than nothing, depending as long as you're not making a chilul Hashem. But this is because they will say, you know, they'll learn lessons from it. They'll say, well, this person is very good, but Chaveiro, he doesn't keep Shabbos, or someone who keeps Shabbos and doesn't keep it, Chaveiro. So therefore, to get the full package, to be fully observant, one needs to keep both simani kashrus. And that's the famous pshat Rav Druk, who was one of the great magidim in Yerushalayim. He writes in his Drush Mordechai on the Indian of kashrus, when he talks about snapir v'kaskeskes, fins, we know the snapir, that the fins that guide a fish through the water, and the scales are like coins, one on top of the other. So he says, what are the snapir, what do the fins and scales represent? He says the fins represent fish that are guided through the water. That's bet adam l'makom. And the scales represent bet adam l'chaveiro. And the Gemara says in Chulin, samach vav amid beis, kol sheyesh lo kash, keshes yesh no snapir. Any fish that does not have fins. Because a person who doesn't have Ben Adam Chavero, he also doesn't fulfill Ben Adam Chavero in the complete range. And that's why they point, and that's the Yisod, that's the Aseres HaDibros. You have the 2-5, you have the 5 on each way. And Kivud Aveim is the transition, because that's also Ben Adam L'Makom. But that's the Yisod. The first word is Anochi. The last word is Reyecha. In order to get to Reyecha, you also need Anochi as well. And that's the Yisod here, that what happened to the Luchos? Were they thrown down? Or were they dropped? So the answer is both. The first 5 were dropped because they became so heavy, because the Jews were violating the ultimate in Ben Adam L'Makom. However, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't give a Torah with just Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, so he had to literally break down, and that's the Yisod of Yid. And that's why as well, that Rav Aryeh and Leviv and the explains when you put on tefillin in the morning, you put on, you left, assuming you're righty, you left, you put on your arm first, then you put on your head, and then you take off your head, and then you take off your arm. So if you notice, you're never ever just wearing Ben Adam L'Makom. That you always, so the hands represent Ben Adam L'Chaveiro actions, and the head represents Ben Adam L'Makom thought. So therefore, when one wants to take on a chumrah, so the chumrah should be is, you know, learning how to treat people properly in terms of, let's say, even if Lashon Hara in certain cases are permitted, doesn't mean you should be saying it as well. You don't become a better person speaking Lashon Hara, period. If you need a fit to Ellis, so sometimes we have a discussion. But that's the Yisod, that you can't have one without the other. A complete Jew is one who keeps the mitzvahs Ben Adam L'Makom, as well as the mitzvahs of Chaveiro, as represented by the Luchos.